Jeremy Bradley here, back live in Nova Scotia. I should point out that we've got a ton of pictures now on our website, jbonair.com, of all of the fascinating pictures and the events that we've been doing here. Let me just pick up this bottle of wine because I want to get the distinction correct because I am here at Domaine de Grand Pre, Tidal Bay, Nova Scotia's premier white wine. You know, the different industries that a region has, and Nova Scotia has great wineries, and well, I'm here at one of the best, really, right? I mean, well, he's going to say no, right? No, I'm here with Hans-Peter Stutz at the winery. So, you know what, harvesting the grapes, it seems like it's quite a long process. I know that you've got some plaques up here that show you the life of, or a season of harvesting wine, so... So when people come here, they can get a tour of this. They can obviously get a lot of information about wine. So if somebody were to come here and want to visit, what would they experience?
Yeah, it is really to have the experience. And I think we all know that's the future in tourism, the experiential tourism. Mm-hmm. That's the time is over, just to stop by and buy a bottle of wine and go around. The people mm-hmm. want to know why and how is it made and why not a Chardonnay? What the hell is a Lac des Blancs? Mm-hmm. What is Tidal Bay? Which kind of varietal is a Tidal Bay? No, it's not a varietal. It's the newest appellation wine for the wine industry in Nova Scotia, and it's the first appellation wine for North America, and we are very proud about this because we are really on a very interesting level on the white wine side, and that's a product, the Tidal Bay.
Well, that seems to be a running theme of all of these different adventures that I have gone on here in Nova Scotia. Everything either revolves around, whether it's the tides, the water. I'm going to look at my marketing people on this. Correct me if I'm wrong. Highest tides in the world. They're giving me the yes on that one. All right, see? So that's where, now, they mentioned the wine earlier here. Now, this has quite a distinction that it got recognized. So tell us about that honor. And also, how many different types do you have here? What does an honor like that mean to you?
Yeah, we have around 12 different kind of grapes here. And we make especially different wines with this. Some are oak aged. Some are really just single wines from this ones. The Tidal Bay idea is to have all wineries who are willing to produce a Tidal Bay to make this distinctive wine very unique for Nova Scotia, very unique from the land, from the bounty of the land, but it fits and should fit perfectly with our products, like beautiful seafood. Mm-hmm. Is it lobster, is it scallops, if it's a haddock, mm-hmm. or if it's a char. That's what we want. But it should be, on the other hand, it should be a trendy wine. And we know worldwide the Pinot love, the people love a Pinot Grigio, the Pinot love a Sauvignon Blanc. And it should go a little in this direction, a little fruity, but not too sweet. It has and in our case, we are quite happy, and our wine did as a gold medal at the All Canadian Championship. It's a beautiful, beautiful crisp finish, a little acidity that makes like a day like this today, this wine so beautiful.
You know, it's funny though, because a lot of people consider themselves to be wine connoisseurs, wine lovers, wine-os, I think is also sort of a slang term. And I mean, I'll drink a glass of wine here and there, but to actually be out here and experience and see the process and literally hands-on. I mean, I was picking the grapes off. So if somebody wants to come here, maybe it's a couple, or maybe it's it's a college town not too far away. So if somebody wants to come here for the day, what can they experience? What will they be doing?
At first, they can do a beautiful wine tour around Wolfville. Wolfville is the wine capital of Atlantic Canada. And they can visit 6 different wineries just direct around Wolfville. They can visit 8 or 9 wineries in a radius of around 50 kilometers. And he will see 8 different wineries and 8 different philosophies and 8 different stores. And that's the beauty here. Of course, he has to be a little careful on the drink and drive issue.
Right.
But you can also rent here a car and a driver and so on. That's mm-hmm. That's the beauty here. Of course, on the other hand, we have a very heavy history here, and with the... And I'm sure you heard about this. Grand Pre is, since 2.5 weeks, the Canada's newest UNESCO World Heritage Site. Mm.
which you showed me just a few minutes ago over there. And you also learned that the whole cheers thing. Now, we did a photo op just when we were in the last music set. We're going to do it one more time because I didn't realize. Why don't you, actually, before we do it, explain to me. I looked the wrong way. So where did that come about? What's going on?
Yeah, looked the wrong way or not the right way. If we do cheers in Switzerland or in Europe in general, we have eye contact. We have eye contact. Not only it's nice to see the other eyes, it's also really a recognition at what we are drinking. And in this case with wine, but by the way, we do it also with beer or whiskey or a Coke. But
you're not discriminatory towards wine, no.
No, but it's just a part of the culture in wine drinking. Doing cheers and have eye contact.
And it's that moment, it's more personal. So we are going to wrap things up. We'll do it one more time. Cheers to you, and thank you so much for having me. Very quickly then, website, phone number, people can get in touch with you.
Yeah, it's www.grandbrewines.com. That's you have all the information. We have a lovely webpage, and we will soon have an e-commerce line installed for all the people from Manitoba or BC or Alberta to buy our wines.
So look for it in your stores. And again, it's Tidal Bay, Nova Scotia's premier white wine, 2011. Hans Peter, thank you so much for having us here today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.